Christian life is so exciting. The grace of God is available in such an abundance upon our life. We no more need to live a boring, defeated Christian life. God wants to see that our life is so exciting, full of energy and enthusiasm and zeal and passion for the Lord. May that really be our experience that we enjoy, and let others see that, that it be revealed through our life. And this way God has given, it is said that Jesus, it is new and living. It is not old and stale way. God has, Jesus opened for us a new and a living way. It is new every day. And God wants to make real, very real in our own life. This way which he has opened for us is new and living every day. It's good to ask at ourselves sometime, am I really living that new and living way? And we need not debate on it. Jesus is not a boring person. Jesus is not a boring person. If we know Jesus, we will enjoy walking with him, fellowship with him. He is not a boring person like many of us. But the more we walk with Jesus, our life also will not be, it will be refreshing to others. So, let that really happen in our own life. I was thinking, God meant our life to be a kind of revival every day. It is not just only during our annual conference. It's good to remind ourselves, every day should be a day of revival. I am making progress. I am going ahead. Those who are caught up with the walking with Jesus, we can see the revival happening in our life. If you are just satisfied with our forgiveness of sins, we are assured a place in heaven. That's not what God wants us to be. We want to be more like Christ Jesus every day. And every day we are making a little progress. So those people who understand this way like that, for them it will be a revival. Every day is a revival. We know we are not perfect. We know where we were. We know where we are heading. And there is a desire and interest in my life. And that will bring a revival in our life. I'm interested in my own salvation. I'm interested in making progress. I'm interested more to be like Jesus Christ. And I'm going to use every resources, everything at my disposal, every time and energy to work toward that direction. May God really help us, dear brothers and sisters. Let's encourage one another to make life exciting. When that happen? When I have interest in my own salvation. When I'm interested in making progress. We read in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Very familiar verse for us. Philippians 2 12. So then, my beloved, just as ye have always obeyed, not in my absence, not in my presence only, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Not only in the presence of others, not only in the presence of elders, but I am interested in my secret life, when I'm alone, when I'm at workplace, when I'm traveling, I'm interested in my salvation. I want to see that I'm making progress, a step at a time. And I don't want to be the same place where I was last year. It's good to challenge ourselves. And we should have an interest in our own salvation. If we do not have an interest, how the Lord can help us? I'm sure God has given that interest in our own life to make progress And as we read in the next verse, verse 13, it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So it's something which is tremendously encouraging. It's a tremendous encouragement to my own life. It is God who is at work in you. And I see tendency to discourage, I'm not making enough progress, that thoughts come. This is something which encourages. It is God who is at work in my life. And something which we can encourage us. It is God who is at working in our lives. It is to will and to do his good. Even the desire comes from the Lord. It is God who is giving us the desire for godliness. So it is interesting to see God is interested in our life. Jesus is interested in our life. And it is he who is putting that desire in our life. So it's a matter of just cooperation with Jesus. It is he who is at work in my life. We can see, you know, many buildings around, you know, for that beautiful railway station, the construction. Now it is a very shabby, not so good, but some work is happening there. Some progress we can see. Maybe every month we can see some progress. And maybe after a year we can see it going to be a beautiful place, completed in every way. That is how our life is going to be. It is God who is at work in us. Do we see God work in our life? Do we see God's interest in our life? Do we see the progress in our life? In Acts chapter 3, we read Acts chapter 3, 19. Acts 3, 19. Acts 3:19. Therefore, repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. So God has provided this wonderful provision for us. It's like, you know, those of us who bear some brass belt, you know, over the pier, nothing, it will become that shining will disappear. So we need to polish it. See, in the same way, our spiritual life can be renewed and refreshed. So the way is honestly admit where we are and repent about it. And God is willing and full of compassion to forgive us and to take us along further. So that's where it's written. Therefore, repent and return. This is a challenge, encouragement available to every day. Wherever we have fallen, where you are slack, where we are slow, where we are lazy, there is a way out. Repent and return. So what will happen? When you repent and return, repentance again, by the way, is not to happen just one day, once in a month or something. I heard people think when the repentance thought comes to them only when the week we participate in the breaking of bread. They thought that's the time when we had to repent. No. Every day, God wants us to be ready in breaking of bread. We confess our sins. We repent. We renew our life every day. We don't accumulate it. So repent and return wherever we are. So when you do that, what happens? The times of refreshing comes from the presence of God. This is something challenging to us. When you're repenting and returning, a refreshing experience happened in our life. A renewal happened in our life. Times of refreshing will come from the presence of God. When you repent and return, times of refreshing will come from the presence of God. So why we had to lag behind? We can turn to God. We can repent and we can return. So the times of refreshing will come again back to our life. It's something we need to ask ourselves. God wants us to live a refreshing and renewed life in our life. Not going backward. I heard a little funny story crab. A mother crab was scolding little son. Why are you accusing and nagging? Why are you not walking straight. Why are you walking sideways? You do again. So he tried to do again, he's doing sideways. And he asked, Mom, teach me how to walk. Like this. She also does the same thing. So we need not in our own ways. If we allow God to work in our lives, see the power of God in our life, we can make progress in our life. We need not be used and adjusted to our own ways of living and think that that is everything. There is nothing beyond. God wants us to give times of refreshing in our life. And I was thinking, this thought was coming to me, every possibility that is available to us, we should be seeking to receive direction and help to make progress, including the correction and the feedback of what others give to us. It can be useful to us. It can be for our own salvation. Okay, just thinking, joking. If someone is telling me and say, correct me something. So I was thinking, I should be so excited. I should be so thankful. Brother, I want to give you a treat. Let us go to somewhere. I'm going to give you a party because you're helping me. Something hidden to me, you're opening it up. Are we able to take it like that? Someone give a correction or a help? Are we thankful to that? Or if we now know these people are finding fault with me? That is how we take. Something I have learned in my life is, I see in my own life, people make progress. What kind of people make progress? Those who are open to correction. Those who are welcoming correction. Those who are so thankful when someone else tells something about me. Are we thankful to our wives, by the way, when they say something, or we shut their mouth? We frighten them, terrorize them, or so that they will not speak anything to us freely. Are we giving our children freedom to speak up our hidden areas? Are we thankful to them when our children speak about an event, maybe in some funny way? Are we thankful to them? My eyes are opened up. I was not aware of it. This brother, this sister, my children opened my eyes. So every resource that is available, we'll be seeking to tap so that we make progress. I was remembering something in the life of Joseph in Genesis chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41. We know the story of Joseph when God gave him an understanding about the situation in Egypt. By the way, king had a dream which he did not understand, and Joseph could interpret that dream. So what was the meaning of the dream? There was going to be 7 years of abundance followed with 7 years of famine. So Joseph did something in these 7 years of abundance. We can read that in Genesis chapter 41. Genesis 41, 47 to 49. Very interesting passage. Genesis 41, verses 47 to 49. During the 7 years of plenty, the land brought forth abundantly. So he gathered all the food of the 7 years which occurred in the land of Egypt and placed the food in the cities. He placed in every city the food from its own surrounding fields. Thus Joseph stored up grain in great abundance like the sand of the sea until he stopped measuring it, for it was beyond measure. So I used to think about my own spiritual. This is an attitude we can develop in our life. When times of abundance, when God gives us opportunity, when there is still life in my life, and these people around me, don't miss any opportunity. I am going to gather grains as much as possible. I am not going to miss any opportunity. The times of abundance is something which we can gather things. Help and correction, feedback, and working our own salvation, reading and meditating the word of God, allowing the richness and abundance, gathering it without missing any opportunity, because we know that a time of famine could come. That happened in the life of Joseph and in Egypt. So think about it. Are we doing the times so when things are going well? We have so much word of God. There is an abundance of things. God's blessing, God's favor, God's grace upon us. And are we able to gather for our own benefit? Or are we wasting away? So Joseph was wise enough to those 7 years. He gathered to such an, he applied his whole heart to gather. Gather, gather, gather. And a time came, there was an abundance under his disposal. So something else happened. So over a period of time, the 7 years of abundance elapsed over. As God prophesied, 7 years of famine started. So think about it. People who were careless, they did not use the opportunity. They did not work. They were not interested. They took things lightly. When the 7 years of famine came, they started waking. Then hunger started coming. They started, what to do now? So we read about it in the same chapter, verses 56 and 57. When the famine was spread, over all the face of the earth, then Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold to the Egyptians. And the famine was severe in the land of Egypt. People of the earth came to Egypt to buy grain from Joseph because the famine was severe in all the earth. So Joseph had gathered enough during the time of abundance. So when all people around were starving and in famine, he could offer to others. So this is what God wants to, this is a good example our lives can be. If we gather into it in times of abundance, instead of taking things lightly and wasting away the opportunities, without missing, gather, gather, gather. I want to make progress. I want to live a godly life. I want to walk the ways of the cross. So if we gather Christlessness and character in our life during the time of need, it can be a blessing to us. We can dispense this, what we have gathered, to others. What a blessing. What a refreshing thing it is. God wants our lives to be like that, brothers and sisters. Let us not miss the time of gathering, the times of abundance. Let us not despise. Let us not neglect. Let us not waste away. Let us gather. Let that make an investment in our own life. Let's not miss opportunities. Allow God to do a work in our life. Let us be aware about our own need. And when that happens, our life is so full of blessing and abundance, we can nourish others. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. Proverbs 4, 18. Proverbs 4:18. But the path of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until that full day. So God wants our life also to be like this. We may not be the dawn, condemn us, don't be, I am not there. But this is what God wants us to be. It gives us hope. It gives us joy. It gives us faith. We can trust God. I can make progress. I need not be lagging behind. My life can be like a morning sun, growing, making progress. That's what it shines brighter and brighter until the full day. The life of a righteous person can be like this, like the morning sun. My life can be brighter and brighter. There can be times of refreshing in my life. And my life need not be stale. It can be refreshing. There can be life in me. And that is possible. That's what God wants to encourage us. We read something which has encouraged me in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Ecclesiastes chapter 9. Verse 8. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 8. Let your clothes be white all the time, and let not oil be lacking on your head. There are two things written. Let your clothes be white all the time. So I receive an encouragement. It's an encouragement, an exhortation to keep our life clean, white. Let your clothes be white all the time. Show an interest to make our life clean, holy, more Christ-like. I want to keep my life, clothes white all the time. All the time. The word uses all the time, not only sometime, not only on Sundays. All the time, I'm interested to keep my clothes white all the time. My life more godly, more holy, not pious and religious. God wants us to be holy and Christ-like. And all the time, we can seek to be there. And not only that, and let not oil be lacking on my head. There'll be an anointing. Help of the Holy Spirit is available. I am seeking that. I want to live in the fullness of the Holy Spirit. I'm not living this life with my own power. When I seek the power of the Holy Spirit, it's available. That's my desire. I seek for the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Word of God commands, be filled with the Holy Spirit. When I see my own need, I will press. I'll ask God, Lord, I'm not able to live a life without your power. Fill me with the Holy Spirit, and I to live every day with that anointing, with that fullness. Let your head be lacking no oil. Do we find our lives lacking, head lacking oil? Or we seek to see, seek and desire that our head is lacking no oil. We are filled. We enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life. Help of the Holy Spirit available in our life. We read a verse in Titus. Titus chapter 2. Yeah, Titus chapter 2, 5 and 6. Titus 3, 5 and 6. He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. See that expression. We are not saved by our good works, but we are saved according to his mercy. And it's mentioned the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. This is something which we can seek in now. The washing of regeneration. God, I want to see that my mind is renewed every day. The washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. My life is renewed. I'm not stale. I'm not stagnant. I'm not dull. I'm not boring. I allow the Holy Spirit to renew my life. The washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters, let us seek for the renewal of the Holy Spirit in our life. It's not an artificial human way of doing good things and being, but allowing Holy Spirit to silently and powerfully to do a work of transformation in our life. We read the similar thing Romans chapter 6. Romans 6. Romans 6 verse 4. Romans 6 verse 4. Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. See that expression? That we too might walk in the newness of life. This is what God wants to see in our life. So let's not allow the flame to become dull in our life. Let it not die with an event such as a conference. We can see a lot of in Bombay, we can seasonal, times at Diwali, we can see nights are lit with a lot of, but it dies down. It's for a time. It's, our life should not be like every day there's a new year. It's not just one day. It's not a celebration of a day. God wants us to walk in the newness of life. Every day I'm making progress. There is a something litting in my spirit every day. There's a newness of the spirit. There's a renewal happening in my life. I'm not the same. God is at work in me and I'm making progress. And that is visible to others. Paul is telling Timothy, let your progress be made known to others. When there is a change inside, others will see. It's not to show off, but it will see. We need not show off. So that is what God interested in our life. A newness in this. Why are we seeking for a newness in this in life? Or we are satisfied and happy with just a Sunday meeting? Let's seek for the newness in our life. Every day is something new. I'm excited. I'm happy. I'm joyful when I see God's work in our life. I'm full of hope and faith. I'm happy for the struggles and obstacles and the fight that I have every day. I am enjoying it. I'm wrestling and becoming stronger. That is why God wants to see in our life. Let the renewal be happy. Let us be aware about the work of God in our life. And let us be interested instead of passive and being lazy. When God is doing a work in us, let us cooperate with Him. We read in Romans 12. I'm closing here. Romans 12. Romans 12 verse 2. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable and perfect. What is written there? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. How are we transformed? Not by externally changing our clothes. Transformation happens so clearly by the renewal of our mind. How does the renewal happen? God does that work inside. Renewal, the way I think. The way I think back. No, I am allowing Holy Spirit to renew my mind. The transformation happens inside. Be transformed by the renewal of the mind. Are we allowing our Holy Spirit to renew our mind? Or we are interested in the same old style of thinking? We are happy with our own, like that crab kind of thinking. What we are used to, what we enjoy, what is convenient to us. Instead, are we allowing Holy Spirit to work a life of renewing us? Be transformed by the renewing of our mind. God wants us to see that we are interested in changing our own life. If we have no interest, God cannot change us. And there's a dire need of a desire inside us, so that the work which God has started in our life, God can complete it. So are we challenged to change our life, or we are satisfied with the so-called status quo? I am happy. It's okay. It is convenient, but I'm not willing, to be bothered or inconvenienced beyond my comfort zone. That's what God wants us to be. God is challenging us. Are we willing to change? And it's needed. Holy Spirit encouraging and challenging us. Are we interested in a change? God, Jesus can transform and change our life. My office, I was in a presentation, I was seeing a picture like, the theme was about change. If our culture is to remain in thing, we cannot make progress. That was the theme. So company manager wanted a change to happen, encouraging that. So a picture which was there is, and somebody is sitting, in a presentation they showed this, somebody is sitting on a railway platform, and in a stubborn way, I am going to sit here. I will not allow anybody to change me. Also. Where is he sitting? On the railway track. And the train is coming. So it can be that there is a need for the urgency that we should reckon about need for change. Unless we are There is no sense of urgency inside us. God cannot change us. We cannot just sit on the railway track and say, I'll sit here. Very adamant and stubborn. We are not like that, I know. So, just to challenge ourselves. So, that is how urgent it is. Unless there is an interest in our own life for changing, God cannot do speed up that work in us. I want to close with one verse in Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 9. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 9. But beloved, we are convinced, and I am also convinced of myself and each one of us, we are convinced of better things concerning you. So even though we speak and challenge one another, this is out of conviction that there are better things are going to come in me and in each one of you. Beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you, that the things that accompany salvation though we are speaking in this way. So may God really help us and continue this work in us. And let us see better things in our life. God wants to see better things. And we are also interested, honestly, better things. May God really help us and let there be times of refreshing comes in our own life. And God continue to do that work in our life. Just like Joseph, let us gather the times of abundance. And our life will be richly blessed and we will be able to dispense to others.
I thank God for the encouragement we received. God has called us to be partakers of His nature, His own nature. God has called us and He has given us a hope inside that He will transform us. I was thinking of this verse in Philippians 1 verse 6. Paul writes to the church in Philippians that he is confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ. So that is the confidence which Paul had in the church in Philippians. So that confidence, I believe that God will do that work in me, which He has started. Maybe I have not made much progress as compared to the number of years I have spent in the church. But God has started a good work and He is able to complete that. That confidence I need in my life, that God is the one who has started. Because in Hebrews 12, I think it states that looking unto Jesus, who is the author and He is the finisher. He has started that work. He is the one who has authored. He is one who has started the faith in my life. And He is the one who is going to finish. So I have to fix my eyes on Jesus. If I keep looking inside my heart to see what are my failures, I will never make progress. But if I look unto Jesus, He has started the good work and He is the finisher of my... I will definitely make progress. Because in Corinthians it says that we do not... Second Corinthians chapter 3, I think. So, chapter 3, verse 18. But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. So here we are looking at Jesus and we are changed from glory to glory. Hence, the next chapter, first verse of the next chapter, chapter 4, verse 1, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry as received mercy, we do not faint. So we have this hope that He is going to change us from one degree of glory to another. We are looking at Jesus. We are not trusting in our own strength. That's why we do not lose heart. We do not just give up in between. Because God is the one who has started. He is not going to give up. And that is why we do not give up. In 1 John 3:2 it says, Beloved, now we are sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. So when I want to purify myself, it is not just I am doing it out of a duty or something, I just do it. But there is a hope before me that when Jesus is going to come, I will be like him. Maybe I am miles away, I am thousands of miles away from Jesus in every area. But I have kept that hope before me that when he comes, I will see him and I will be like him. And if I have that hope, then I can purify myself. If I don't have that hope in me, if I don't have that hope that Jesus will come and I will see him and I will be like him, I cannot purify myself. But that is the hope which God has given in our hearts, that I will see him and I will be like him. So that hope helps us to purify ourselves. And also that when I see sin as something serious, if I don't have that sin is something, when I make a sin, when I say it, okay, I fell down here, everybody makes mistakes, it's okay. If I see sin like that, then it's very difficult to overcome that. But if I know that sin is very serious, if I have, because sin should become exceedingly sinful, that lustful thought which I had, it should become very sinful in me. No, I should not have done that. It's not that every human being make mistakes, Asani, but I need that heart where I see sin as very serious. And if I see sin as serious, then I will be able to be to have the grief over it. If I have that real repentance in my heart, then God will change.
परमेश्वर का नाम का धन्यवाद हो। आज मुझे ये सोचने के लिए मिला कि जब हमारे पास अगर हमारे पास ज्यादा जब होता है ना, हम काफी वेस्टेज करते हैं या बर्बाद करते हैं, और जब कम होता है तो तब हम जा करके उसको एकदम संभाल करके हम इस्तेमाल करते हैं। लेकिन वचन आज ऐसा था मेरे लिए कि जब ज़्यादा होता है तो मुझे संभालना है, और ऐसा नहीं कि उसको ऐसे ही, जिस तरीके से हमने यूसुफ को देखा कि उसने बहुत ही ध्यान से इकट्ठा किया, और जब उसने इकट्ठा किया उससे पहले उसके लिए एक परमेश्वर का एक आज्ञा था, एक कमांडमेंट था कि तुम्हें अभी इकट्ठा करना है, क्योंकि एक ऐसा एक समय आने वाला है जहां पे तुम्हें ये चीज जो आप इकट्ठा करोगे वो आपको इस्तेमाल होगा। मैं कल एक वीडियो भी देख रहा था नूह के समय का, वहां पे भी हम देखते हैं कि किस प्रकार से परमेश्वर नूह को तैयार करता है। हाउ गॉड प्रिपेयर्स नोआ फॉर द सेम फैमिन, किस प्रकार को नूह को तैयार करता है, और वहां पे भी हम देखते हैं, करीब मेरे को लगता है कि वहां पे इट सेज अराउंड 150 डेज द फैमिन लास्टेड, 150 दिन तक, लगभग आज के दिन में हम अगर देखेंगे 5 महीना। वहां पर भी हम देखते हैं कि नूह ने परमेश्वर का आज्ञा का पालन किया, और उसने वही चीज किया जो परमेश्वर ने उसे कहा। और यूसुफ को भी हम देखते हैं कि एक राजा के द्वारा उसको एक दर्शन मिला, और परमेश्वर ने यूसुफ को चुना, और उस दर्शन को उसने प्रकट किया, और फिर हम देखते हैं कि किस प्रकार से वो पूरा राज्य को तैयार करता है, जबकि पूरा पृथ्वी के ऊपर अकाल आ जाती है। ये एक सोचने की बात है मेरे लिए भी और हम सब के लिए, कि आज हमारे पास काफी कुछ चीजें ऐसे हैं कि हम सोचते हैं कि हम इसको कैसे भी इस्तेमाल करें। हो सकते हैं हमारे कपड़े के विषय में, भोजन के विषय में, या हमारे रहने के विषय में, या हमारा जो भी आज अम्यूनिटीज परमेश्वर ने हमें दिया है, जिस तरीके से हम आज जी रहे हैं। मैं यही देखता हूं कि किस प्रकार, कितना क्षण हो सकता है कि परमेश्वर उसे बाहर निकाले, या एक ऐसे एक समय कड़ा करे जहां पे हम कुछ भी नहीं है। और आज एक अज्ञा मुझे यही है हमारे लिए कि हमें संभालना है हमारे जो आत्मिक जीवन को जो परमेश्वर ने प्रभु यीशु मसीह के द्वारा हमें खरीदा है और इसको सुंदर बनाना है। जैसे कि उसने हमने पढ़ा हमने सुना कि उसने सुंदर बनाया, ही हैज मेड इट न्यू, ही हैज रिवाइव्ड, एक उसको नया बनाया। उसी तरीके से हम हमारे जीवन को वही सुंदरता से रखना है क्योंकि परमेश्वर ये चाहता है कि हमें मतलब ही डजंट वांट टू सी अस अगली इन ऑलवेज, ही वांट्स टू सी अस ब्यूटीफुल बिकॉज ही हैज क्रिएटेड अस ब्यूटीफुल, ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ अस, सबको हमको उस सुंदरता में बनाया है। हमारे जीवन को भी उसी तरीके से वो चाहता है कि प्रतिदिन जैसे हमने सुना कि हर एक दिन मुझे अपने आप को जांचना है, कुरिन्थियों की पुस्तक में लिखा है, इट्स नॉट जस्ट अ टाइम ऑफ ब्रेकिंग ऑफ ब्रेड वी एग्जामिन आवर सेल्फ, नॉट कि उसी समय में नहीं जहां पे हम रोटी तोड़ते हैं। ये जांचने की जो बात है मुझे हर समय में हम मेरा अगर एक एक आज अगर मेरा एक दिन आज रात को जब मैं सोता हूं तो परमेश्वर 24 घंटा 24 आवर्स ही एड्स टू माई लाइफ, आई शुड बी थैंकफुल अबाउट इट, मुझे धन्यवाद देना है कि किस तरीके से मैं उस समय को मैं इस्तेमाल करता हूं, किस तरीके से उसका हर एक जो समय है मैं परमेश्वर के लिए इस्तेमाल करता हूं, हाउ एम आई यूजिंग माई टाइम और क्या क्या बातें हैं, वॉट इज दैट आई एम डूइंग इन दैट होल आवर्स ऑफ डे विच गॉड गिव्स मी, जो समय परमेश्वर मुझे देता है। क्या जिस तरीके से परमेश्वर जो चाहता है वही चीज हो रही है या जो उसने प्लान किया वैसा ही हो रहा है या नहीं। तो आज एक सीखने की बात है कि हमें संभालना है, चाहे वो समय हो, लेट इट बी टाइम, लेट इट बी मनी, लेट इट बी वेल्थ, लेट इट बी एनीथिंग, अंडरस्टैंड द वैल्यू, उसका जो मोल जो है उसे समझना है और परमेश्वर हमसे क्या चाहता है। उस समय में यूसुफ को इस्तेमाल किया, डैनियल को इस्तेमाल किया, नूह को इस्तेमाल किया, अब्राहम को इस्तेमाल किया, ऐसे कई कई लोगों को परमेश्वर ने इस्तेमाल किया। क्या आज मैं वैसे लोगों में गिना जाता हूं या नहीं, क्या वैसे परमेश्वर एक तैयारी मेरे अंदर चाहता है, वैसा ही एक तैयारी वो चाहता है कि आने वाला दिन जो है वो कोई नहीं बोल सकता कि कैसे होने वाला है। अगर नूह इस समय में अगर मैंने पढ़ा वहां पे ऐसा लिखा गया है कि पृथ्वी के ऊपर पूरा पानी भर गया, ऊंचा पहाड़ होने के बाद भी पहाड़ के ऊपर भी पानी, बिल्कुल पूरा पृथ्वी डूब गया। और कुछ ही क्षण में जैसा एक हम देखते हैं कि परमेश्वर ने फिर चीजों को ठीक भी कर दिया। एक आश्चर्य की बात है, आज भी हम वैसे ही एक समय में हैं, लेकिन कब क्या होगा हम नहीं जानते हैं, लेकिन हर एक चीज जो आज मैं मेरे पास है उसका मुझे वैल्यू रखना है क्योंकि परमेश्वर के आशीष है। और उससे भी अधिक जो है मेरा जो जीवन माई लाइफ, आई नीड टू कीप इन द सेम वे एज गॉड हैज ब्लेस्ड मी विथ, कैसा परमेश्वर ने आशीष किया उसी तरीके से मुझे इस्तेमाल करना है। और वैसे ही मुझे उसका जो मोल है, वैल्यू है, उसे संभालना है, समझना है। परमेश्वर इन वचनों को आशीष दे।
प्रेज गॉड। While coming, I have a little cold, but my voice is a little thicker, but this is not my actual voice. I just want to share a small testimony that I experienced while coming over to church today morning. I think, sister, I'll tell in English Hindi so that both of us are comfortable. Yeah. सो आज सुबह जब मैं कलीसिया के लिए निकल रहा था तो मेरे साथ कुछ ऐसा हादसा हुआ कि प्रभु ने मुझे सोचने में मजबूर कर दिया कि उसके जो प्यार इसने 25 साल से जो मुझे मुझे दिया है, और बहुत तकलीफ हो रहा था जब से सुबह 8 बजे से उठा और चर्च का दरवाजा पहुंचने तक 10:40 तक मुझे कम से कम More than 25-30 phone calls आया, and आते आते इतना तकलीफ कि मैं मुझे श्योर नहीं था कि मैं चर्च आ पाऊंगा। एंड दिस इंसिडेंट इज वाई आई वॉन्ट टू शेयर इज कि इट मेड मी थिंक हाउ big the heart of God is. And this small incident actually made me think. I'm working on a project for Skill India, which is Skill India karke project ke liye main kaam kar raha hu. Wo Delhi pe ho raha hai, 21st, 22nd, with the European Union government ke saath aur apna Narendra Modi government ke saath. To wo project ke liye main ek television documentary aur ek radio spot bana raha hu. और महाराष्ट्र गवर्नमेंट की तरफ से वो जिम्मेदारी मुझे दिया गया था एंड वो प्रोजेक्ट को मैं यहां से लीड कर रहा हूं दैट हैज टू बी प्रेजेंटेड टू यूरोपियन यूनियन. अभी पिछला एक हफ्ता से मैं दिन रात काम कर रहा हूं वो प्रोजेक्ट में, वो डॉक्यूमेंट्री में. और ऐसा हो गया कि मेरा रिकॉर्डिंग हो गया रेडियो स्पॉट एंड लास्ट टू थ्री डेज से मैं जिन अधिकारियों से, जो महाराष्ट्र गवर्नमेंट के जिन अधिकारियों से मैं डील कर रहा हूं, मैं उनके साथ टच बेस में नहीं था बिकॉज दे वर वेरी बिजी इन दिल्ली और मेरा उनसे बात नहीं हो पा रहा था. बट इट ऑल हैपेंड इन ट्रस्ट. एक भरोसा था उनको मेरे ऊपर कि अमलन को ये सब्जेक्ट समझ में आता है एंड अमलन ये काम कर देगा. सो बेसिस ऑन द ट्रस्ट इन टू डेज मेरे को कोई कांटेक्ट नहीं था मेरे जो सीनियर ऑफिशियल्स, जो स्टेट गवर्नमेंट एंड सेंट्रल गवर्नमेंट ऑफिशियल्स के साथ. मैंने वो टेलीविजन का स्क्रैच फिल्म और रेडियो स्पॉट मैंने रिकॉर्ड कर दिया ऑन माय अकाउंटेबिलिटी एंड आई लास्ट नाइट आई कॉल्ड देम एंड सेड दिस काम हो गया. एंड टुडे मॉर्निंग व्हेन आई गॉट द फीडबैक इट वॉज टेरिबल. And this, I got receiving calls from all over Delhi, Maharashtra, yet department, what department, saying that this is not as per our requirement. And I was so devastated, in a sense, main itna toot gaya ki mujhe pata nahi ki ye kya ho gaya. This is as per the script ke saath hai. This is as per the storyboard jo humne tay kiya tha documentary ke saath, jo approved hai, and still apna. All the people are saying it is not as per the brief. And as I was just going through this situation since morning 8 o'clock, and I was wondering what it is, and I was hearing for myself again and again where it is wrong. So I do realize at later stage ki that script to theek hai, storyboard bhi theek hai, but the music is ka dun hai. That is from a low pitch, it has gone from a high pitch, it has gone to a low pitch. So the people who approved the music, they are not finding this in sync with what they need. And jab hi mujhe ye gyan mein aaya, then I was, by that time, the senior authority had called me. And she said, Amalan, I trusted you so much. This conference is happening tomorrow, this 21st. In this meeting, the PM will be there. In the meeting, the CM of all the states will be there. I was going to play this music there along with this documentary. Now this music is not the same as I wanted. You broke my trust. I blindly trusted you. What will I do? There is no time. I have to present this tomorrow. By this time, I am out of my bathroom. I'm still waiting. I'm taking, my shower is done. I'm changing my clothes. She actually cried. She's a senior IAS officer. She actually cried to me. She never raised her voice. But she told me little in a stronger word that this is not done. मुझे बहुत दुख हुआ जब ये सीनियर महिला जो आईएएस अधिकारी है उन्होंने जब मुझे कहा कि मैं आपके भरोसे में ये प्रोजेक्ट सौंपा और आपने ये प्रोजेक्ट को बराबर नहीं कर पाए. ये मेरे हिसाब से नहीं है. मुझे पीएम के साथ प्रेजेंट करना है, यूरोपियन यूनियन एम्बेसडर हेड्स के सामने होगा. दिस इज अ ग्रेट responsibility that I depended on you, and it is not done. I told last 2 days I'm trying to reach you up. I'm not able to get in touch with you. So before recording, after recording, everything I send you in process, aapko email kiya, but there was no feedback. I was getting in touch with the secretary for everything. He was saying, it's you, you, you. Then, but ye hua hua, this chapter ended. But to me, main ye soch raha tha, last so many years, my God had put so much of faith and love and instilled that in me. And may har bar, I broke his trust. Har bar maine usko giraya hai. Har bar maine apna vada pura nahi kiya hai. Har bar maine apne aap ko kamzor rakha hai. Ye pradhanmantri the kuch nahi hai. But main jab Yeshu ki taraf dekhta hu, main sochta hu ye chota sa ek incident ne mera aankh khol diya. I got my inner nerve suddenly jo so raha tha for so many years suddenly activate ho gaya because of pradhanmantri ke liye, and it became so, you know, sense mein aa gaya ki somebody has put so much trust, it has to be done no matter what. Even though, you know, after this worship I'll go back to the studio and getting editing it and completing the job. But that sense was feeling because this is for the Prime Minister of the country. I'm saying for the Prime Minister, I'm thinking like this. And this God who took me from this filth, mujhe gutter se mujhe uthaya, mujhe saaf kiya, mere paapo ko shama kiya, uske liye main kya kiya? Uske liye mujhe wo guilt nahi aa raha, uske liye wo sharam nahi aa raha, uske liye mujhe wo feeling nahi aa raha. मैं बार बार उसको that accountability and that responsibility जो मुझे सौंपा गया है, तो यीशु वो feeling मुझे क्यों नहीं आ रहा है? एक इंसान के लिए आ सकता है, but not for him, not for the father. And this incident, by the time I was thinking this, I entered inside the church, and while people were praying, my heart also rose. मेरा आत्मा भी चिल्लाना चाहता था, हे प्रभु मुझे क्षमा कर दे, मैंने तेरा भरोसा तोड़ा है. I have not kept my promise. A water baptism, what baptism I took, but I still am not able to perfect myself. मैंने अपने पापा को छोड़ नहीं पा रहा हूं. I am not able to give my addiction. I am not able to overcome my weakness. ये फीलिंग मुझे क्यों नहीं आ रहा है? Why are my bells not ringing? क्यों मुझे घंटी क्यों नहीं बज रही है? So I was shocked कि ये प्रधानमंत्री के लिए घंटी मुझे बज रही है कि because all the नीला बत्ती एंड लाल बत्ती मुझे कॉल कर रही है, बोल रही कि अमलन इसको आप rectify करो because ये कल का इवेंट में प्रधानमंत्री को सुनाना है. But सबसे ऊपर जो बत्ती है, जो सृष्टि करता है, जिसने मुझे बनाया है, जिसने मुझे एक जवाबदारी सौंपा है कि मैं चाहता हूं यू वॉक इन माई वेज, क्लेंस योर सेल्फ, लिव एज द वे आई लिव, बी लाइक मी. इतना सिंपल एंड छोटा चीज है, बट वो मैं नहीं कर सकता. उसके लिए मुझे कोई फीलिंग ही नहीं है. Years is gone, but then my feeling is all of a sudden has come for a man or a senior authority of a country who has delegated, but for that overnight I'm ready to do anything and rectify it and win back my trust. It's this small incident main isliye share karna chahta tha because it came out of my heart that I changed in this fraction of 10 to 20 minutes while I was coming from my home bed to bathroom to dressing room to tell my to worship place. This incident happened between 20 to 25 minutes, delayed my journey to the place also. But this incident actually changed my life. Actually, my age, I'm not boosting, but I want to tell everybody this is how we are. Our life is like this only. we are supposed to win that, win in that confidence in Him and prove ourselves the best. But we somehow, wo sab chhod ke, we are there to please others. That is what we are doing. We are not, hum log ye nahi chahte ki hamare pita parmeshwar ko kaisa kuch kiya jaye. Hum log uska dil kaise jeeta ja sakta hai. Usne hum pe itna bharosa kiya hai. Hum us wo jo vaada ko kaisa pura kare. Hum wo nahi sochte hain. So, I just want you to reflect on this. With this example I shared, what incident that happened with me today morning. And suddenly, this incident, suddenly it showed me about the God that He had, what He had interested on me and what I'm doing in that. So I thought that I'll share ye jo experience maine, I went through it, that 20 minutes mein, with everybody, so that everybody can benefit out of it.